It is Friday, February 15th, 2013. I'm Kyle Callum.
My name is Monique Grajeda.
With us is Becca Martin Brown. She's features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
And all of us survived Valentine's Day.
We did.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming we all got it right.
We did.
Of course.
Excellent.
We did.
Excellent. This is, I keep saying this every week, this is one of those stories that's so fun to tell you about.
Okay, we're all ears.
It's a film, mm-hmm. a documentary. It's called Witch Hazel Advent by Sarah Moore Churchill.
Right.
And it's about her grandfather. He and her grandmother met when they were both students at the University of Arkansas, but it wasn't the typical love story. He had been to Korea and come back. Her grandmother was already an adult with four children, wow. raising them on her own, was the brightest mind in the English department at the time. There was quite a bit of difference in their ages, but they fell in love and bought a piece of property out south of Fayetteville, way south, Winslow, West Fork, called Frog Bayou.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Sarah's favorite place growing up. It was her grandfather's favorite place. Her grandmother had to come to Fayetteville for care for Alzheimer's. While Grandpa was coming back and forth to Fayetteville, he started working with local writers' groups and really had an artistic coming out. He's a poet.
Hmm.
And so when she was in the journalism program at the university getting her master's, she made this documentary film.
Okay.
And it's been shown. It was shown at the Offshoot Film Festival in kind of a working version. And won Best Documentary and Audience Choice.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it's being shown this weekend at 3 o'clock Saturday at Ozark Folkways in Winslow. This is the finished version. So if you saw it at Offshoot, it's probably changed a little bit. It's a fascinating, sweet story. She says she didn't intend for it to be a love story, but it turned into one. And what she hopes comes out of it is that perhaps he'll see his poetry published professionally.
Oh, that's very cool.
And he's 83, so we need to get on this.
Okay.
This is free. It's at 3 o'clock Saturday at Ozark Folkways in Winslow. Or on Saturday, you can go to the Rogers Historical Museum and learn something about the Civil War you might not know.
I doubt there's anything about the Civil War you don't know.
Oh, no, there's lots of things I don't know. This one is about a place up by Rogers, up by Pinnacle, called Osage Springs. Do you remember where Tale of the Trout was?
This is crazy. You're the second person in 2 days to ask me that very question, but yes.
Okay. Well, that's Osage Springs.
Yeah.
And it was, as Paul Dolly put it, it was the interstate truck stop for troops coming and going in the Civil War. And he has been studying it. He's also been studying Arkansas's own gray ghost, meaning a Confederate guerrilla. He fell in love with that idea when he was watching a 1950s TV show called The Gray Ghost and mm-hmm. ended up being interested in a Confederate guerrilla named William Buck Brown.
Okay.
Who basically drove the Union crazy after the majority of the troops had pulled out of Arkansas. He said, if you look through the reports, this guy's name is everywhere.
Huh.
Bothering their supply lines, bothering anything he could about the Union. And so he will be talking at a program titled Civil War Secrets of Osage Springs Saturday at the Rogers Historical Museum. There is a $5 charge for this.
Okay.
And you need to make sure there's room for you. It will also include a Civil War artifact exhibit and a program by Doug Kidd, who's also awesome. Mm-hmm. It's from 10 to 4. The rain or snow date, is February 23rd.
Okay.
And you can find out more at 621-1154. And then a couple of fast things.
Okay.
Okay.
Grace Kelly, vocalist, saxophone player, and composer. She's not even 21 yet.
Nope. And has something like 6 or 7 CDs to her credit.
Two shows, 7 and 9 tomorrow at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. Tickets start at $26.
And last update, tickets moving fast.
Yes.
Don't count on walk-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting, very articulate young woman. Potted Potter, when have you seen something at the Walton Arts Center that has caused as much excitement as Potted Potter?
Me personally or
Or perhaps among the people I know.
I'm pretty excited.
7 books, 70 minutes, 2 actors. One plays Harry Potter, the other one plays everything else. Showtimes are 4 and 8 Saturday and 2 and 7:30 Sunday, and tickets start at $19. And in Fort Smith, not a lighthearted murder mystery, but not a deep, dark one either. It's called Hickory Dickory Dead. It's the Fort Smith Little Theater. Showtimes are 8 o'clock today and Saturday, 2:30 Sunday, and again next weekend. And tickets are the bargain price of $10.
Not bad at all.
And don't forget Sons of the Prophet this weekend at Theater Squared. The last weekend of Night Must Fall, another thriller.
At ACO.
In the 1930s at ACO. No Sunday matinee, 7:30 today and tomorrow. And 9 to 5, the musical at Rogers Little Theater with a cameo appearance by Dolly Parton. Mm-hmm.
If only two-dimensionally, right?
We should probably clarify that she is on film. But nonetheless, it will be great fun, and that's at 8 o'clock today and tomorrow and 2 o'clock Sunday. And more next week. It's that time of year.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin-Brown is Features Editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.